A wounded military veteran broke ground on what will be his new home today in St. Petersburg. The house is being paid for through a collaborative of charities, but is part of a greater effort to rehabilitate the city's troubled Midtown area. Brian Lamb, president of the nonprofit Community Partners in Revitalization, said the project will help drive property values up in the neighborhood.
Within that, there's a huge economic advantage to coming into neighborhoods, recognizing, or better yet, remembering the beauty that was once here, and highlighting that, and accentuating it with not only newer construction, but also bringing attention back to the neighborhoods.
The property on 12th Avenue South in the Melrose neighborhood is one of two new construction projects planned on that block. Both are being built through the Texas-based charity Operation Finally Home. The city of St. Petersburg handed over the two plots of land for the group to build new homes for injured veterans. Carl Nurse is the city council member who represents the neighborhood.
We're trying to use this to attract the private sector to redevelop as well. And we're going to do some incentives to allow rebates for people who do real renovations to encourage good renovation instead of a spray paint. And so you do these things collectively, and you can begin to create some momentum, and that's really the battle. If you can get it started and get it rolling, then it'll take care of itself after that.
Private First Class Stephen Peterson is a 22-year-old veteran who served in Afghanistan. He found out earlier this year that he qualified for the new home program because he was severely injured during his tour of duty. He'll be moving into his new home when it's finished in early April.
I was injured by a roadside bomb, an IED. Lost my leg above the knee, fractured both hips, broke my tailbone, and PTSD. But I've overlooked all of that. My mental strength is really positive. So
Peterson shook back tears while listening to project organizers talk about the property that would soon be his home. Former Bucks kicker Martine Gramatica, who heads the Gramatica Family Foundation, helped get the veteran home program started in the Tampa Bay area. Already, the group has put one injured soldier into a new home. Gramatica said Peterson will be the second.
Just made perfect sense, since we're in the construction industry, working, building homes for people. We said, let's see if we can get something done in Tampa. But we never imagined that conversation, less than a year, we'd have one completed, one, breaking ground today, literally, and then hopefully another one across the street from here shortly after, and many more.
Organizers with Operation Finally Home are raising funds to start construction on the property across the street and are also still looking for an eligible vet to live there. But in the neighborhood are another half dozen properties where the city of St. Petersburg will be building new homes. According to Councilmember Carl Nurse, a 2008 stimulus neighborhood stabilization program will pay to rebuild or renovate foreclosed and abandoned homes.
And we'll build them for whatever they cost to build, and then sell them for the appraised price, which in this market is less than that. But it helps to stabilize neighborhoods. And then we'll also provide down payment assistance for folks.
There are five homes for sale listed on St. Pete's website, and all are ENERGY STAR rated. The veteran appreciation home that broke ground today is so energy efficient, Joe Gibbons, secretary of the Community Partners in Revitalization Program, said there won't be any energy costs.
The attic will have a spray foam insulation. And in addition to that, we are partnering with a solar manufacturer that's going to provide solar panels. We've also partnered with GE. That's going to be a hybrid hot water system and all energy efficient appliances.
Photovoltaic solar panels will capture energy for the home, and builders expect the energy collected to equal or exceed the energy used. This house will be the first residence in St. Petersburg to be what experts call net zero. This home will still be on the energy grid, though. Community Partners in Revitalization is working on a separate property in Bel Air that will be completely off the grid. Gibbons, the group's secretary, said that home is being built for a private owner.
It's a retired couple, and this has kind of been their dream home to build it, and it's come to fruition. Right now, all the mechanical, the electrical and plumbing is being installed, so we expect to have that done probably in February or March.
Earlier this month, St. Petersburg officials celebrated another net zero energy use property, a business office in the Grand Central District that is now home to the Florida Sierra Club. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin.